Top Maryland state officials are expressing concern over videos of Ocean City police actions against teenagers violating the resort's vaping ban. This is Don Rush. Republican Governor Larry Hogan called them disturbing, while the NAACP called on State Attorney General Brian Frosch to investigate the incident. For his part, after seeing the videos, Frosch has said he has expressed his concern with law enforcement officials. Meanwhile, State Senator Mary Beth Carrozza has noted that the incidents are being investigated, but cautioned against drawing any generalized conclusions about the Ocean City Police. Michael Laughlin is a professor emeritus at Salisbury University, and in his essay, he observes the disparity between the violations and the subsequent violence of the arrests.
A recent encounter between white Ocean City police officers and young black visitors from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, ended with the use of excessive force exercised by officers against unarmed teenagers. Once again, in video footage, we witness police behavior here on the shore that parallels the shocking scenes we have seen in cities all over the country. In this case, a group of teenagers violated the vaping ban on Ocean City's boardwalk. Police officers warned them to stop vaping, but some continued to do so. A confrontation emerged, and in one case, we see an individual already prone on the ground, handcuffed and pinned down by several officers. A fourth officer, intimidatingly large, dissatisfied with the degree of cooperation from the teen, plows his knee into the teenager's side at least four times. He then gets up, turns, and wades into another group of teenagers, appearing to be looking for a fight, almost eager to throw a few more punches. Question becomes, how is it that the violation of a non-arrestable ordinance, a minor misdemeanor, ends up with a violent skirmish between officers and teens? Or, as Maryland House Speaker Adrian Jones put it, vaping should not yield a hog tie. In defense of the OC officers, Mayor Rick Meehan said, "While the use of force is never the intended outcome, our police department's first priority is to protect and serve." Yet, given the melee that ensued, one wonders how the officers were protecting and serving the public. Clearly, the level of force used by the police was disproportionate to any threat to public safety posed by the initial ordinance violation. Instead of preserving the peace, officers appeared to be primarily responsible for escalation of the tension and the conflict. The officers were dealing with teenagers. Surely, the responsibility for avoidance of escalation lies primarily with the police. Moreover, once again, we see the contrast between this treatment of black teenagers and the treatment of many of the January 6th white insurrectionists attacking the Capitol of the United States. In Ocean City, white officers pin a black teenager to the ground, cuff and arrest him. Yet in Washington, D.C., officers gave ground to the white Trumpian protesters and at times tried to persuade and cajole them into leaving the premises. In comparison to the size of the violent assault, relatively few rioters were arrested that day. An investigation into the OC incident is proceeding, but regardless, common sense tells us that enforcement of a minor ordinance should never lead to violence. Peaceful resolution of conflict, de-escalation of tension, should be the guiding principles of law enforcement. This is Mike O'Loughlin.